This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, the other day I did a piece on, I called it Goldberg by way of Shapiro, and I contend that the GOP establishment needs to make room for new thinkers. Now, I said they need to make room for new black thinkers, but I'll be honest with you, I think they just need to make room for new thinkers. And the reason why I would focus more on black thinkers, and not to be self-serving, is because black thinkers think very differently about the major problem plaguing the Democrat, plaguing the Republicans, which is lack of black vote. Lack of black vote translates into lack of Latino vote, translates into lack of millennial vote, translates into lack of female vote. Because when you win over blacks, as you see this exodus occur, you will see people talk about the black vote as if that's the only significance, winning 3% of the black vote. 3% of the black vote means you've won 3% of all the other votes that I just talked about. That's the importance. And I look at these people that pretend to know politics and say, well, you know, I'm an intellectual, and I'm a white person, and I'm from the William F. Buckley camp, or I'm from the Ronald Reagan camp, or I'm from this other camp. And I'm like, you know what you people, what camp you're not from? You're not from the camp that knows jack about human nature. Put Ben Shapiro or Jonah Goldberg in front of a black audience and watch them melt like the snowflakes that we talk about. Oh, they'll argue them down with the logic and reasoning of this or that until black folks just get downright crazy and say, you come walk through the hood and talk that nonsense, blah, blah, blah. They will not do it. I've done it. I lived it and I've done it. And I know exactly what black people are talking about. And as we say, game, no game. And I know how to talk to black folks and say, you know what? I'm not afraid. We can talk about these issues all day long. You want to call me an Uncle Tom, a coon, and all these other things. But at the end of the day, many of you know I'm right. And you don't know I'm right because I'm an academic about it. You know I'm right because I've lived it. My mother died when I was 4 years old, about to turn five. My father was in prison for most of my life. I know what it's like to grow up hard. I know what it's like to grow up poor. I know the so-called, you know, all the things that America has done to black folks. I've experienced most of it. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't let it get to me. And I don't have to speak of it anecdotally. And unlike Goldberg and Shapiro and many of these other intelligentsias, most of them have never stepped foot on African soil. They don't know anything about it. They don't know anything about the experience, and they can't bring that experience to America and apply it, nor can they take black folks and say, let me apply your thinking to what Africans on the continent of Africa believe. They have no clue to do it, no way to do it. For a successful revolution of the GOP, these never-Trumpers, these naysayers, these incestuous thinking little so-called right-wing conservative intelligentsia need to move the flunk over. They need to let folks like me and others take the reins for a minute, because I promise you, we won't squander it. We know how to sell the Republican Party and conservatism. I can't say that for Goldberg and crew. No offense against them. They're brilliant people. I don't mind being around them and having intelligent conversations. But you know what I've had when I've talked to, what's this guy's name? He's a Fox News guy, too. I can't think of his name. But I remember being in Steamboat, and he hated Trump. And I tried to talk sense into him, and he wouldn't listen. And now, you know what he writes? Well, you know, Donald Trump's really doing well. Donald Trump's done it. In other words, you were too stupid for me to tell you what you didn't know. But he looked at me like I was crazy. You're crazy to be thinking this way. You know, and I'm not going to make it racial because I don't think it was. But he looked at me as like, you're stupid. It wasn't because I was black. It was because I was trying to talk sense into him and say, listen, Donald Trump actually might be a good president. I think he will. Have you considered this?
Oh, I just won't consider it. He's such a boob. He's boorish.
Really, that's your thing. You don't like his style.
No, he's not. I mean, look at Romney. Look at how, you know, he's non-presidential.
I'm like, man, dude, a multi-billionaire doesn't, he, like Trump, that doesn't appear to be presidential, and you, that's because what? You've been taught what presidential is? By the way, welcome everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We tend to be a little more lighthearted than I am right now, but I'm coming off the heels of this conversation that I was thinking about earlier when I did, you know, I did a segment on Goldberg by way of Shapiro, and I just find it a joke that these holier-than-not crowd of conservatives who have no clue how to win the non-conservative youth of any ilk want you to believe they have the answers. After getting it wrong yet again.
Hey, let's put George Bush.
Well, he sucked.
Hey, John McCain. He'll do it.
He sucked.
Let's do Romney.
He sucked. And then you know what you did? You, the unwashed masses, you said, you know what? We want a billionaire that's got nothing to do with politics.
And these guys are like, well, he was such a political novice.
What did we just leave? A political novice who, by the way, is a social novice. He's a capitalist novice. Barack Obama was a novice in everything except how to smoke dope and make people believe he's bigger than what he was. I chuckled when Trump said two Corinthians when speaking at the Liberty University, but I sensed God in that flawed man. But the Goldberg by way of Shapiro guys, they ignore Trump's real character because Trump doesn't fit the description of what the conservative intelligentsia consider presidential. He doesn't speak as eloquently as Mitt Romney. And he doesn't give political speak. No, Trump's character flaw is just that he accomplishes what he says he will accomplish. That's what I saw in him. I bet that's what you saw in him. But these guys, the conservative intelligentsia, they disregard results. If they didn't, how many of them would work on these fatal campaigns? Look at the number of campaigns these clowns have run or been a part of that lose, that lost every single time. A must to rationalize losing is to disregard the results. Because we old school conservatives, we sold out for character, for the lack of character of Donald Trump, I should say, and we won the election because we sold out for character, I guess is better put. Why choose Trump when we could have easily selected an establishment Republican who abandoned his campaign promises? That would be the establishment Republican way, right? But see, Trump voters are brilliant. And God bless the early adopters of Donald Trump. Talk about making establishment Republicans look as stupid as they are.
Oh, Kevin, the Republican Party's never going to work with you if you keep talking about them like this.
Oh, by the way, lefties, in case you're listening, understand, I'm beating up on the Republican Party. They deserve it. As one of the old school Republicans whose eroded character supported Donald Trump, I differ with the Goldbergs and the Shapiros, because I contend the Republicans' problem has more to do with their inability or want to actually challenge Democrats and other leftists on issues. So move over, establishment Republicans, because there are warriors out there willing to get in a fight. We got more to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jackson Radio Show.
I'm speaking of frauds today. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Frauds. And let me tell you, being able to recognize your fraudulent nature is a good thing for you, because and the earlier you do it, the better. And I'm glad to be a conservative, because you know what? You meet far fewer frauds and flaws in the conservative movement than you do with liberals, with leftists, progressives. We have understood long about ourselves, the duality of man. We understand that it's easy to want to put on that mask and present something to a person. Hey, how you doing? Hey, Kevin, how you feeling today? Hey, great. Even though you may be in pain or you may be, you know, not happy. If somebody says, how you doing? You go, yeah, I've had better days. It's okay to say that, but we go, no, it's great. They're having a great day. Hey, how you doing, Kevin? Did I catch you at a busy time? No, not at all. I know it depends on who you're talking to, but you get what I'm saying. You feel better when you go, actually, it is kind of a bad time. Can I call you back in 10 minutes? Can I call you back tomorrow? They say the number one form of abuse is self-abuse, and I think that one of the biggest ways that we self-abuse is we don't want to recognize our flaws, our flawed nature, and we don't want to embrace it. We don't want to say, you know what? I'm a flawed human being, so unworthy of the grace of God, yet I still feel a level of redemption. I still feel like there's a purpose for me. Because if we were fatalistic about our flaws, we would say, I'm never going to be able to do anything good. And so what God essentially says to us, and this, I'm not trying to preach to you. When I preach, I got to have a different voice. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, and I don't want to preach. I want to really make you understand that God says, I know you're flawed. And as you continue to sin and do wrong things and commit your flaws, as long as you understand it and redeem it and say to yourself, you know what? If I do this better, I feel better. And I tell people, and I said it earlier in the broadcast, when you stop doing something bad, isn't it an amazing feeling when you overcome that vice or that thing? It's a feeling that I can only reckon is the closest sensation to feeling God that you have. When you finally say, I give up this evil thing. We've all gone through it. Anyway, Sophocles, a writer of Greek tragedies, one of three great writers of Greek tragedies. The other was Euripides, and the other one, I can't remember, is like starts with an A. Anyway, Sophocles is one of them. And he said of fraud, rather fail with honor than succeed by fraud. And this is exactly what the left do, is they succeed by fraud. They're not willing to fail with honor, to say, it's over. I think about the sporting events that my sons went to. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, as much as I love my boys, if they won, they won. If they lost, they lost. What I cared about was, did you try hard? And did you win or lose with honor? See, we try to apply those rules to the left. We think they play by the same rules, win or lose with honor. There is no such thing as a win on the left. And the reason is these people are deranged. They are ideologically bent on what they want, when they want it, how they want it. They are the biggest babies. They're worse than toddlers in terms of what they want. They don't care whether it's right or they tend to side with wrong. And they make it sanctimonious, like, you don't want to help the Mexicans and let them in. And you go, really? So what you're saying to me is Mexico is a third world armpit and unredeemable. And we shouldn't do all we can to make Mexico a place where people want to stay. That we could actually be good neighbors, crossing back and forth, enjoying one another's cultures. But you say, no, let's bring them all in here because you know why? The United States is civilized and those heathens need a place to go. You are, in effect, dogging Mexico. They don't see it that way. You want to know why? They've never been made to see it that way. And I'm just using that as an example. It's the same thing with black people. Black people need help. So in other words, black people are so lowly that the only people that can help them are you, the progressive. You white progressive liberal, cocktail sippers is what I call them, the bourgeois. Only you can save black people. So hopefully we can give them so much and we can coddle them and we can just, take our little pets and pat, 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 and everything will be good for black folks, because we said it's okay. God forbid they try to do it by themselves or somebody come along with a different approach. Frauds. They said there are some frauds so well conducted that it would be stupidity not to be deceived by them. That's what a guy named Charles Caleb Colton said. And what he's saying is, and I'm going to use the thing that's happening right now with the Russian collusion. This fraud has been so well orchestrated that there are many people that are too stupid to recognize how deceived they are by all of the nonsense. You and I, we get it. You listening to me go, Kevin, how could you not possibly see through this? I mean, it's crazy. No, not all the way. Think about, we're hearing the news and you're listening to people like me. I watched a clip of CNN. And Brian Stelter, it's better if I play it, because you'll understand, these guys are all in. They don't get it. Here's Brian Stelter. I don't know if he's on CNN or MSNBC, but here he is.
So first today, a question for you. This is, of course, all in the eye of the beholder. Does President Trump seem confident to you or downright desperate? This morning, you see a half dozen more tweets from the president, full of conspiracy theories and resentment and questions about ongoing investigations. Here's one example. You can look up all the tweets on his page, but he says, At what point does this soon-to-be $20 million witch hunt, composed of 13 angry and heavily conflicted Democrats and two people who've worked for Obama for 8 years, stop? At what point does it stop? He says they have found no collusion with Russia, no obstruction. He misspelled collusion. Then he complained about Hillary Clinton. And on he went.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Brian Stelter. And on he went. He complained about the very issues that started with Donald Trump's first complaint, if you remember, where he said, just found out Barack Obama spied on my, wiretapped my campaign. And everybody's like,
he's a liar. What are you talking about? Look at him. He's desperate.
I swear, if you played this, if you played what Brian Stelter just said, and you played it back to what happened when Trump made the claim that he had been spied upon in his campaign at Trump Tower, you'd hear the same message. He's crazy. What's he talking about? There's no way this is. And there's Brian Stelter, whatever network he's with, presenting fake news. And I mean, it's unbelievable that he doesn't even see the correlation. And I'm telling you, you'd have to put the, say, Brian, you do realize that when Trump said he was wiretapped, it turned out to be true. So you're proposing that he's got some conspiracy theory when it's got a pretty good basis in fact. Yeah, but that was a different thing. I mean, no, it isn't. They're deceiving themselves. And I mean, you heard him just go through. He's crazy. This was just only beginning of Donald Trump's tweets about the truth, about the fact that we're fake news. I'm going to play a clip in a second. Please get that one ready. It's Jake Tapper back in March of 2017. And you just have to hear it to believe it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
Radio show. Told you guys I wanted you to hear Jake Tapper back in March of 2017 effectively ridiculing then President Trump. He had been elected, obviously, and ridiculing him about some of the things that Trump was saying. So here's the clip.
We noticed some numbers that alarmed us today. They appeared in an ABC News Washington Post poll showing a shockingly high percentage of Americans believe President Obama intentionally spied on Donald Trump and members of his campaign. This all began, of course, on March 4th, after a long, frustrating week for the president, at the end of which he suddenly and seemingly out of nowhere began a succession of tweets that started with, quote, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory, nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Now, if McCarthyism is defined as making wild accusations without any evidence, the only thing that was McCarthyism were the president's tweets. Any evidence, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan?
Seen any evidence that this has occurred? The Intelligence Committee has not seen evidence that this has occurred.
How about you, FBI Director James Comey?
I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the...
So that would have seemingly been that, except that the president and his team kept pushing ways to try to make this evidence-free claim somewhere sort of possibly in the neighborhood of almost not entirely false. Now, they failed, but they muddied the waters quite a bit. And now, here are the shocking numbers from today. 32% of the public thinks President Obama intentionally spied on Donald Trump and members of his campaign. And 52% of Republicans believe this charge, a charge that there is literally no evidence to support. It is the definition of fake news. Now, look, this is America, and you can believe whatever you want to believe. 18% of the public says they've seen or been in the presence of a ghost. I mean, whatever. But in a thriving democracy, truth matters and facts matter. We learned in the campaign that Donald Trump can be cavalier about facts and truth. We learned in his first 100 days that that's not going to change. Indeed, that some in the government and some of his friends in conservative media will even work to try to make his falsehoods seem true.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. And I say to Jake Tapper, there are those who will work within the media to make his claims seem false. And they would be called fake news. As they say these days, that didn't age well, that clip by Jake Tapper. Do you think that Jake Tapper has gone back and reflected on this comment that he just made, that I just played for you on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com? Or do you think he's just dismissed it and moved on? I mean, I played you Brian Stelzer. He says, you know, what's this conspiracy theory that Donald Trump has? I mean, this is crazy talk. As if there's no history of Donald Trump actually correcting the record and letting him know. When Jake Tapper was talking about this, I'm sitting there going, he's comparing, he's saying 32% think Obama spied on Trump And I immediately went, well, why doesn't 60, where's the other 68%? Why don't they? 52% of Republicans believe it. That was before they even had the total evidence. What do you think that number is now? Do you think CNN wants to take a poll and tell you what that number is now? And then Tapper goes on to say, that is the definition of fake news. And here's what's funny. He plays, well, at the time, let's ask Paul Ryan. Do you think Paul Ryan was all in for Trump? Part of the Rhino research team within the Republican Party? Well, we've got no evidence of that. Let's ask crooked FBI Director James Comey. I've seen no evidence of that. Now we know Comey's a liar. We know when Ryan made that comment, he was just as complicit with the left of trying to get rid of Donald Trump. But that was Jake Tapper's. You know, let's go ask the experts. Let's go ask the anti-Trump crowd. Let's go ask the very people who are part of the cabal, part of the coup to get rid of Donald Trump. Let's ask them. There's your validation, America. Paul Ryan, a man who wanted to be president himself and couldn't do it, and James Comey, a dude who worked at the behest of the Clintons and the Obama machine and worked diligently to not only protect these clowns in the event of their being discovered, but to bring down Donald Trump. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And Jake Tapper has the nerve to tell you it's fake news. He has the bigger gall, if you really want to look at it in the big scheme, the macrocosm, of telling 32% of all Americans at the time who knew in their hearts that Obama spied on Trump, you're idiots. You're like the 18% who say they've seen a ghost. Then he chastises 52% of the Republicans and says, see, you people are stupid. I'm CNN, I'm smart, and you're stupid. And then guess what? We find out. Jake Tapper's been either he's part of the problem or he's stupid. Take your pick, Jake. You either knew about it and you said, I'm going to lie and cover up for them, or you, who accuse others of being stupid, are indeed the stupid one. Facts matter, he says. He says, in the first 100 days, Donald Trump continued to lie. So what was that liar or that stupid person, what was he saying? He was saying in the first 100 days, Donald Trump told the truth. Because that's what happened. Then and now. Love it. There was another one we had. A then and now. You want to do Glenn Beck? Now let's go do Brennan. Because Brennan, back during when he was testifying before Congress, he made an interesting statement. And here's the one that's going to come back to haunt him and why he's going to prison. Here it is.
Actually, you know who commissioned the Steele dossier?
I don't.
Did the CIA rely on it?
No.
Why not?
Because it wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done.
All right, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Brennan saying he didn't know anything. But here's the problem. See, he was asked, do you know who commissioned the Steele dossier? No. Did the CIA rely on it? No. Why? Not part of the corpus of intelligence is what he said. Not used in any way in the intelligence community assessment that was done. Now, he's got an out on that because he says, if you want to talk about the FBI knowing, that's a different agency. I'm not over that. I was CIA guy. But if this was back in 2017, according to an exclusive report in Real Clear Investigations, quote, several Capitol Hill sources say that Brennan, a fiercely loyal Obama appointee, talked up the dossier to Democratic leaders as well as the press during the campaign. They say he also fed allegations about the Trump-Russia contacts directly to the FBI while pressuring the Bureau to conduct an investigation of several Trump campaign figures starting in the summer of 2016. That is a quote. So here's the problem. Brennan, who you just heard, denied knowing anything about this dossier months later in front of Congress, made those denials under oath, under promise of the penalty of perjury, and you know, presuming he was caught. So I don't know why he would do that. He perjured himself. And right now, this is the dude that's on Twitter talking about President Trump needs to watch himself. Remember, he issued the warning to President Trump? And then he tweeted the other day something along the lines of the Senate needs to step in. He's trying to direct the flow. And let me tell you, I just want to say these guys are scrambling. The Senate needs to step in here. He's overreaching his grounds. How can the president instruct the DOJ to do anything? This is a government agency. No, it's a government agency that is at the behest of the president. The president can say, I want an investigation into this. And here's what's funny about it. Donald Trump is saying, you guys say there was Russian interference. You started down this path. And now you don't want to go? Oh, we're going. And then they got a real problem, and I'm going to talk about this more in a bit, but Rosenstein is pretty much green-lit it. This is a guy that most people know is not a fan of Trump. He's under fire himself. This is a dude who could have lost his job a month or two ago, and he says, you know what? The president's got a point. So Brennan's in trouble. Now, other investigative journalists at Tablet Magazine referred to Brennan's denial as making, quote, no sense, given the known facts about Brennan discussing the details of the dossier across D.C. during the election. This is not even a question of did he do it, folks. In July, they said Brennan alerted the FBI to the possibility that Russia is seeking to interfere in the presidential election. So he's taking the information he knows that he claims he doesn't know about, and he's telling the FBI, you might want to look. In August, he briefed the White House, then congressional leaders on Russia's attempt to influence the elections for the purpose of putting Trump in the White House. In December, the CIA assessed that Russia had done exactly that. But for 5 months, Brennan didn't bother to look at a document widely discussed for months by the Washington Press Corps that deals explicitly with the very issue that has him setting off alarms at the FBI, Congress, and the White House. I don't buy it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Shipping and processing. Return postage extra. Auto ship at other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique hair regrowth treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The spy who wasn't a spy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. That's what I want to talk about. When a spy isn't a spy. Yeah. That's what the Democrats want us to believe, that the spy, the mole, the rat fink inside of the Trump administration was doing Trump a favor, was ferreting out the affront to our democracy, our democratic republic, our voting system. They planted that person there in order to protect Donald Trump, to protect you, the people. And if you don't believe that, you're just part of the conspiracy. Vlad. That's right. Natasha. Boris. You're part of the conspiracy. Well, what do we know? Oh, this is an article I read. The Federal Bureau of Investigation really did task an informant to insinuate himself with Trump's campaign. I don't know if that's the right word, but that's what they wrote. I'm sorry, with Trump's campaign advisors. In 2016, our Kimberly Strassel, this was the Wall Street Journal, I believe, reported this 2 weeks ago without disclosing a name. So they kept that from you. They said, we now have all but the official confirmation, thanks to current and former government officials who contribute to apologias last week in the New York Times and Washington Post. And please don't call the informant a spy. A headline on one of the Times stories says, FBI used informant to investigate. Yeah, an informant. Stonewall Jackson said this. He was talking about an article from the Gateway Pundit. Records show FBI informant Stephen Halper was paid $282,000 in 2016 for spying on Trump and another $129,280 in 2017. So it ramped down a little bit in 2017. They had much of the information and didn't need it all. I read that from 2000 something, like 12 till now, he's made over $1 million. Is what's his name, Steve Halper? Wow. Over $1 million. Stephen Halper. Now, Democrats say they want to get to the bottom. You remember when we just really want to get to the bottom of all of this. Let's get to the bottom. This is when they thought that they were going to, railroad this thing through, just rubber stamp it. Here's what I'll tell you about getting to the bottom. The closer you get to the bottom, you find what's called bottom feeders. They go to the bottom. You don't hear the terminology of a top feeder. But the bottom feeders are down there. And let me tell you who you're going to always find when you find bottom feeders. You're going to find mostly Democrats. There he goes. Bipartisan Kevin on the Kevin Jackson Show talking about Democrats. Can't give them any slack. Won't cut them any slack. Gives them no quarter. You're exactly right. I don't. 844-551-8255. You can let me know if you feel the same. The closer you get to the bottom, folks, that's where the bottom feeders are. Everybody knows this. But the Democrats now have a dilemma. Yeah, they have a serious dilemma. One of the things that would happen when Donald Trump made the tweet that he says, I'm demanding an investigation into this Russian mole, this mole that was planted in my campaign. And the left were like, who is he to demand? What's this deal? He has no ability to demand. Shame for shame. And Buck Sexton reported, he said this, the DOJ is not its own branch of government. Congress created it. It falls under the executive branch. The person in charge of the branch is called the president. I see many Democrats who seem confused on this right now. Buck Sexton's not. And a Washington Examiner said, we got to take a look at this whole situation that's been developing now that the president has tweeted out. I want an investigation. And here's a piece of it. But whatever happens next, Rosenstein's expansion of the Inspector General investigation, which is already investigating possible mishandling of the FISA applications process, is somewhat of a vindication for Trump. It's not somewhat. It is a vindication. After all, he writes, Rosenstein isn't just some guy who wants to tick boxes for Trump's pleasure. He knows that by ordering an expansion of the Inspector General's remit, he is staking his professional nonpartisan credibility on a belief that such an expansion is necessary. As a servant of the law, in a period of immense political controversy, Rosenstein's first responsibility is to ignore political pressure, that which Trump's tweet would otherwise represent, if that pressure is without objective merit. Rosenstein is implicitly telling us he believes the president has at least probable cause for that concern. Inspector General investigations are serious matters. They're not supposed to be ordered on a whim. Indeed, to order such investigations without marriage would put Rosenstein in the crosshairs of an Inspector General investigation targeting him. So Rosenstein's going, you know what? I have no recourse, and neither do you. Now, Donald Trump can leave me alone because I've done my part. And the only thing we have to make sure of as Americans here is that we don't get another Mueller. That we get somebody like Horowitz who appears to be really looking for the truth. Yeah, bad news for Democrats. This guy goes on, he says, the Democrats have been arguing persistently that the president is crying wolf for the purpose of political distraction. And to make that case, Democrats and their media allies have pointed to Rosenstein's professional credibility as a legal servant beyond reproach. I love when they say this. No one could challenge his, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? His fairness, or, you know, I wanted a bigger word. I didn't want to use fairness. God, I feel so pedestrian right now. They said Rosenstein's last action puts him in a catch-22. They could continue supporting Rosenstein as a voice of objective reason and thus effectively endorse the legitimacy of Trump's concerns, or to turn against Rosenstein, which would suggest their own motives might just be partisan. I wouldn't want to be a Democrat right now. Woo! I flatly wouldn't. These people are suffering. Look, I always try to get you guys to get outside of your own minds and sort of say to you, you know, think about this. Give yourself some concepts and say, what do you think the Democrats are doing right now? Do you feel like they're winning or losing? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to try to speak for you. I think you feel like they're losing. Now, they may not be losing in the sense of they're going to jail and things like this, but they're losing because everything that they try offensively ends up making them go on the defense. Will we agree on that? Because if we do, I'm telling you, that means they're losing, right? And if they're losing and you're watching some desperation moves, where do you think this all ends up? I would ask you this very simple question. Where do you think this all ends up? You think Hillary Clinton comes out on top? You think Barack Obama comes out unscathed? You think Comey, McCabe, Stroke, etc. are all good folks that are going to end up doing well in life? What do you think? I'm going to tell you, let me give you my opinion, because I don't want to sound flippant to what you may think. I'm going to tell you something, and I've said it a time before, and I'll say it again. The Democrats are in huge trouble. Now, there are many out there listening going, Kevin, from your lips to God's ears, let's hope that's hope and pray. That's true. It's a great strategy if you add pray. Don't just hope. Add prayer and see what happens. But let me tell you, I'm in the cool of the evening. I'm in the shank. I'm just like, whoo, bring me another mint julep. That's how confident I am about what's about to occur. I'm watching the Democrats become frantic in their activities surrounding this whole thing. They're frantic. They don't know what to do. They have been thrown off kilter because they're so used to things going their way. And it isn't. And Rosenstein is yet again another cog, one of those safety valves that they thought they could pull in the event of an emergency, has been taken away. Because that's what we do. As conservatives, we understand, I mean, and I believe we're getting better at this, we understand how to keep that fight going. But you know who's our Pied Piper? The leader is Donald Trump. They're still talking about his tweets. What did I tell you guys about the manufacturing of news? I said Donald Trump is a news manufacturing. He's a juggernaut. Take him out of the news cycle. Go wherever you are, YouTube, whatever, Facebook, Google. Get on the news portion of what they do and remove Donald Trump from the name, you know, from the article, and tell me what you have left. You have a skeleton crew. You got nothing. Donald Trump creates news. And what the left tries to do now is they try to spin it, but Donald Trump just comes over the top and goes, this is my news. You need to back off. The left can't handle it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.